USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
What if on Election Day? Director of Polling at the Cato Institute on Fox News weighs in.
So for Trump, he would need to win all of what we call the toss-up states. These are the states, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Iowa, and Georgia, all states that he won in 2016. But he would need to win Pennsylvania, again, the grand prize of this election, and he would need to hold on to Arizona. But it has voted Republican in every election since 1952.
And for a Biden win?
So for Biden, he would just need to flip one of those toss-up states, or just win Florida or Ohio or North Carolina, and then hold on to Pennsylvania, obviously. But then he would need to hold on to the rest of the Rust Belt states, you know, Michigan and so forth. And then he would need to win some of those purple states, like Arizona and Colorado.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
These long days leading up to the general election must be taking a toll on the presidential candidates.
I was very happy to have the moniker of being known as Pennsylvania's third senator. I know Philadelphia well. I married a Philly girl, by the way. And by the way, I got my Eagles jacket on.
He was actually wearing a Delaware Blue Hens jacket. President Trump has said he was the only president he knew that donated his presidential salary. In fact, the richest president ever, John F. Kennedy, donated his presidential and 14 years of congressional and Senate salaries. Joe Biden has two events planned today. President Trump has five. Hurricane Eta is expected to gain strength over the next 15 hours as it spins in the Caribbean Sea toward Nicaragua, bringing with it devastating conditions, including high winds. The storm is moving west toward Central America at 12 miles an hour. Eta is forecast to make landfall in Nicaragua late Monday into Tuesday as a possible Category 2 hurricane. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Can the major influx of people leaving California and moving to Texas make a difference in the way the Lone Star State votes? USA Radio News Val Dior has some answers.
The streets of Texas provide no answers as to how this election will turn out. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you do see more signs supporting Biden than those for Trump. Traveling south to the Houston area last week, different result. This historically red state has been hit by a massive influx of out-of-state residents. Californians moving here to escape housing costs and taxes they can't afford there. Will that blue wave be enough to wash away the red? Well, the president said Friday he's not worried. Many Republicans here say they are. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
It's that time of year again. No, not Thanksgiving, not Christmas, not New Year's Eve. The McRib is coming back. USA Radio News' Dan Rocky serves the details.
This time you won't need a website or an app to find the normally rare menu item. McDonald's is bringing back its popular McRib sandwich nationwide on December 2nd. It's the first time the sandwich has had a large rollout since 2012, despite making yearly appearances since then. The McRib had always been a limited-time release, and then only sent to certain markets. The concoction of pork, pickles, onions, and barbecue sauce has been a popular pick for McDonald's diners since it first appeared on menus in 1982. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.